Daniel, we have another very, very special guest this morning, and this is all about the Community Mental Health Affiliates. Ray Gorman, who is the president and CEO, and this is about the annual Run for Recovery, June the 10th, at the New Britain Stadium.
And Ray is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. Ray, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Brad. Thank you very much for having me on to speak with you and with all of your listeners.
Now, could you first explain, so that they will understand just where we're coming from, can you explain Community Mental Health Affiliates? Just what is their mission? What is their purpose?
Community Mental Health Affiliates, and we go by CMHA because it's a lot less of a mouthful than the full title. We've been around for about 40 years. We are a local mental health authority in central Connecticut. We also serve Waterbury and Torrington. We are a community mental health center that provides both mental health services and substance abuse services, a wide variety of treatment services, support services, prevention, education services. We're also a behavioral health home, which is a new designation. We were the first organization in Connecticut to be accredited by the Joint Commission as a behavioral health home, and that basically means that we endeavor to treat the entire person, not only their substance abuse disorder or their mental illness, but also take into consideration their physical care and their medical well-being. So that's what we do. We serve about 6,000 people a year. And as I said, we've been in operation for 40 years now in Connecticut.
You know, Ray, one of the things that is troubling to both Dan and myself, and CMHA is right at the forefront of the battle. Are we ever going to win this battle of opiate addiction here in Connecticut? It's at an all-time high, I understand.
It is at an all-time high. There's the statistics are frightening. And about 3 years ago, organizations like mine began to raise the alarms when we were losing in Connecticut 200 or 300 people a year were being killed by overdoses. Well, that number is tripled now. We're going to see 900 people die from opiate overdose this year in Connecticut. And part of it is the addiction is so powerful, it is so strong, it is so difficult to, even with good treatment, if treatment is available, and the system is so overwhelmed, even with good treatment, if it's available with follow-up, the addiction is so strong, and many people relapse. And more is being done for rescuing people. The use of Narcan, naltrexone, is widely available now. But cutting off that front-end supply, the desire for the drug, it is very difficult. As you know, we've talked in this country since the 70s about a war on drugs. And it may be the longest war we've ever been involved in as a nation.
Now, Ray, in order to heighten awareness to all of this, there is the third annual Run for Recovery on June 10th. So how about telling our audience about that?
Yes, thank you. We're very excited about it. This is our third annual, as you said, and it gets better every year. We have a great lead corporate sponsor in Beacon Prescriptions of New Britain. And this year we've teamed up with the New Britain Bees professional baseball team. And it's going to be a great day. Registration starts at 7:30 in the morning at the New Britain Stadium on John Carbonic Way in New Britain. At 8:45 in the morning, we're going to have a kids' fun run, and at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a 5K run and also an adult one-mile fitness walk. And we get the event gets larger every year. This year, we're going to have a variety of kids' activities. There'll be food. There'll be music. It should be a great time. And people can register for the event at a website, if I can give you that. It's 2017CMHA5K.racewire.com, and they can register for the event online. When they do register, they will get a T-shirt and a ticket to the Bees baseball game that's at 6:35 that night on June 10th, which is also a fireworks night. So hopefully we'll have great weather, and people can come out, support CMHA, and also get a ticket to the Bees game.
Ray Gorman, our special guest, president and CEO of CMHA, the third annual run for recovery. You know, when you're in a profession like you are, Ray, I've always wanted to ask this question. You see so many people, so many different kinds of people. And what is it? You know, you see somebody on the street or you see somebody that you meet and you know something is wrong. And is this something that comes to them? Is it something because of what they do that causes this? What do you see in your analysis?
Well, the thing is that when it comes to mental health services, behavioral health services, mental illness, whichever way you want to look at it, the reality is that one in five people in the country have a need for some kind of behavioral health service at some point in time. Could be depression over the loss of a job, over the loss of a loved one. It could be a serious mental illness that incapacitates them, makes it impossible for them to work and to function in society appropriately without supports. It's such a broad matrix. When we talked earlier about the opiate addiction, that knows no boundaries. That doesn't respect what gender you are, what economic condition you come from. It doesn't respect your race, your age, your nationality. It is pervasive. And the best thing that I could say is that whenever we see someone, family member, loved one, a neighbor, a coworker, that we think is having an issue or is having a problem, the best thing to do is to engage them. Just start the conversation with them. Direct them to organizations like ours. We handle a lot of phone calls. We handle a lot of people who oftentimes don't need our support. Some of our supports are very, very intensive. Sometimes they just need to be referred someplace else. There's a great program that operates in Connecticut called Mental Health First Aid, which is often offered in local libraries or local community providers like ours, where there's some basic training that gives people equips them a little bit with some of the tools and techniques to engage people.
I'm going to give the phone number that Ray was talking about so that you folks, if you need it, and don't be afraid to call. Don't be afraid to call.
Correct.
860-826-1358.
Thank you. And they could also go online and go to cmhacc.org, and that would give people a full menu of the services in the various sites that we have here in Connecticut. And again, we would encourage them to reach out to us at any point in time. We're here to serve the community.
Ray, I don't have to tell you, but to inform our audience, and even people in our audience know, the state budget situation is dire, but inform our audience how this might affect CMHA. What's involved here?
Well, the organizations like mine have been underfunded by the state for more than 10 years. And it at times it's convenient to blame the administration that's in power, but the reality of it is for 10 years providers have been underfunded, especially when you recognize that the state has been able to move forward in certain of its initiatives, like closing expensive state hospitals because they had community providers to take those patients. And so the budget discussions that are going on now up in Hartford, I've seen four different budgets, one by the governor, one by the Democrats, one by the Senate Republicans, and one by the House Republicans. Each one of them is different, but there is no doubt that even the budgets that hold the current system harmless, it will be one more year or 2 years of flat funding for those services. And when you think about the increased cost of providing care, the cost of operations, we fall further and further behind. That's one of the reasons why also, you know, the reason for us having our fun run is twofold. It's to raise awareness about the services that we provide. It's also to raise funds to help offset the cost of care.
Okay. Now, one of the problems, speaking of the cost of care, is this gap, reimbursement rates. Talk a bit about that.
Well, in our case, we think that we provide a very reasonable service. We know we provide a very reasonable service, especially when you compare it to similar services in state-operated organizations or even in acute care hospitals, which have higher overhead than providers like CMHA. But when we provide an individual unit of a clinical service, and it may cost us $85 to provide that service, our rate of reimbursement from the state is about $63. And I've told my board and I've told other people who want to listen, it's not possible to make that up on volume when you're losing 20-some-odd dollars on each service. And yet we are the provider oftentimes of last resort. People come to us when they have no insurance, when they can't afford the deductible on their insurance, or they can't afford the copay, and we serve them. And so oftentimes we even receive less than the Medicaid rate of $63, $65 for a unit of service. So the gap, no matter how hard you try to control your costs do increase.
860-826-1358. Ray Gorman, the president and CEO, chatting with Dan and myself this morning. 860-826-1358. And Ray, Dan and I have been here in Connecticut for a long, long time, and I have to tell you, I have never, ever seen it as far as what you do in such a need. And really, to have somebody like yourself and your company to step out there and to do some of this stuff, we would lose, you think we lose a lot of people now? We'd lose double if it wasn't for an organization like CMHA.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And, you know, there are a number of organizations in the state that do extremely good work. They face the same challenges and demands that we do. And we all hope that at some point in time the economy turns around and there's a greater appreciation and capacity for the state to provide dollars for the care that we provide. We know that it's valuable. We know that we help to keep communities safe. We help people to improve and to recover. And that's really very important to remember.
Ray, we have about 30 seconds left. Can you just recap again for our audience about the third annual Run for Recovery on June 10th?
Absolutely. Be glad to. It's Saturday, June 10th at the New Britain Stadium in New Britain. We are partnering with the New Britain Bees professional baseball team. Registration is at 7:30 a.m. At 8:45 in the morning, there's a kids' fun run, and the run and walk starts at 9. People can register online at the following website, 2017CMHA5K.racewire.com.
Terrific. Ray, thanks very much for joining
us. Thanks a million.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.
You take care.